in our case as Jews, the first thing that I must preface this with is their objection to the Gospel of John. Is that their only objection? They object to Isaiah. They objected enough to him in his own day to have him sawn asunder. They objected to Jeremiah. Now you know they did. Read Jeremiah. I know of no prophet that went through so much. They objected to Ezekiel, by the way, that's my name. Yes, so it isn't a matter just of the Gospel of John, it's a continuation. You see, first our people rejected the Christ in the prophets. Then when the Lord came, they rejected Christ, the Messiah, of the prophets. It's just a continuation, but we'll take it up. As to their objection to the Gospel of John, objection to other things, I remember I had an experience in St. Louis, and I believe most of it is included in that tract that the Lord led me to write, the name Jesus in the Old Testament, or Yeshua in the Tanakh. We were in the home of Brother and Mrs. Siegelman, and she's with the Lord now, and with us there was Manny Wood, a Hebrew Christian, a Jewish believer. He's a missionary in Brazil among his people, Sam Schwartz, and I, and a few others, and this very Orthodox Jew, and he knew he could quote scripture by the ream. That didn't make him a believer. He supposedly believed it. Came up about, he said to me, if Jesus is so important, then why is his name not in the Old Testament? I didn't answer him directly. No Jew ever answers a Jew direct, you know. Always a question with a question. But in this case, I said to him, Schaefer, would you be kind enough to read to us Isaiah 62:11 from the Hebrew Bible and translate it literally, just as literally as you can? I didn't tell him how to do it. I knew he could. So I gave him my Bible, Hebrew Bible, and he read, behold, the Lord hath proclaimed to the ends of the earth, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, your Jesus, now I'm saying it correctly, behold, your Jesus cometh, behold, his work is, his reward is with him, and when he came to the third, behold, he turned as crimson and as red as our sister's shirt over here, and shouted at the top of his voice, Mr. Glass, you tricked me, you tricked me. I said, wait a minute, how did I trick you? He says, you made me read Jesus into this. I said, I did? I didn't tell you how to translate it. I told you to translate it literally, and you did a perfect job. Oh, he says, this is your Bible. He said, I want to read it on my own. He had exactly the same Bible I had, you know. So he goes frenetically into his Bible and gets the verse, and he drops like a deflated balloon. You know what he told me? He says, I don't believe in the inspiration of Isaiah. You may not know me thoroughly. Well, what I told him after that should only be written on asbestos paper. I didn't know that I knew as many acrimonious invectus. I really became righteously indignant when he told me that. And I ended up by saying, no wonder Moses called us Am Ksheoref, people with a stiff neck. Well, he said, I'm very proud to be Am Ksheoref, you know, stiff neck. That made matters worse, only added gasoline to the fire. And I started out on a few more invectives. You know what he did? He opened up the window, stuck his neck out, and closed the window over his neck so he wouldn't hear what I was saying. That might enlighten you on objections to the Gospel of John. I mean, it's sort of a preface, and it won't cost you a bit more. Now, if there is any philosophical approach to this, I say if there be, and I'm using the subjunctive mood, I'll do my best. Now, first reason would be, I say would be. I'm not saying it is, but it would be. The powerful affirmations of the Gospel of John to Messiah's deity. Do you get my point? Now, remember, like yesterday, you can stop me at any time, raise your hand and ask a question. Now, you've read all the Gospels, I know, all of you here. Matthew presents him as the King of Israel beautifully. Mark as God's or Jehovah's servant. Luke as the Son of Man. John starts where? Now, don't look in your Bibles. How does it start? In the beginning. When was the beginning? You don't know. But it starts like Genesis, doesn't it? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I like the Spanish translation better. And el principio era el verbo, that's all right. Y el verbo era con Dios. Y Dios era el verbo. They put it in a different way. And God was the Word. Not the Word was God, but God was the Word. That's a little stronger. And I'm glad to say that the Hebrew rendering of John is the same. Ve'ha Elohim haya hadavar. And God was the Word.